Okay, good afternoon. We're going to call the Senate Finance Commerce Budget Subcommittee to order. And with us today, it's a small subcommittee. We have Senator Egan and myself, Senator Meyer. I know Senator Hoffman is out of town. So today, we've asked the department, and I see the commissioners here, to provide us a quick overview of their operating budget and background on the state funding for tourism marketing in particular. That's always an area of interest to us. We have about an hour, so we'll go real quick. And what we're going to do is just focus on the budget increments. And I think we'll also, I know you presented the capital items this morning, but Senator Egan didn't hear those. So we'll go over those again also very, very briefly. So Commissioner Bell, if you want to join us, and Joe Allen as well. I think we're going to put you over here.
Oh,
is that
okay.
The plan? Since this is kind of a big room and we're a small, cozy group here. So. And we're going to keep this very informal. Are they softer over there? Yeah, I guess they are. Different chairs.
We can't pick anybody under the table.
See, we do that for a reason. Okay. So with that, Commissioner Bell, like I said, we'll keep this informal. It's just the two of us. So if you want to proceed through your budget.
Absolutely. And for the record, Susan Bell, Commissioner for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. I've asked Admin Services Director Joellen Hanrahan to join me. And we know that you want us to move through some of this initial information quickly. And so Joellen will walk through the documents that you have in your binder, and then we'll see where questions go.
Good afternoon. I'm Joellen Hanrahan, Director of Admin Services for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. And I believe we're working through this book. Your office asked us to walk through this document. And so I didn't know if there were any questions related to the first page. I can just briefly explain that this page really is put together by Legislative Finance, and it's kind of it's the starting point for the FY14 budget. It represents the difference between the department's management plan and the adjusted base. So it includes things like, it doesn't include things like one-time items that we had in FY13. It includes any PCN adjustments or line item transfers that occurred. So the starting point, this becomes the starting point for FY14 budget. Moving to the next page, I just briefly note that at the top, our department, as you know, focuses on four priority areas: economic development, consumer protection, sustainable energy, and strong communities. All of our agencies, both corporate and core, fit into those sort of four overarching concepts in the department. Moving down to the new programs, program expansion section. The number one item is community and regional affairs payment to the Department of Administration for municipalities and local governments, Alaska Land Mobile, cost share of $500,000 GF. This is this has to do with paying the community share. The reason this is in our department is that this represents the community share of cost allocation for the land mobile. The at one point the ALMR was 50-50 DOD and the state. Now that it's in operation versus in a build mode, the DOD has removed itself to some degree, and the state now owns 88% of the sites. And the cost allocation plan related to the users of that site needed to be developed, and so that people would be charged their fair share. Moving on to number two, Alcohol Beverage Control Board. This is a requested fund change from agency receipts, $100,000 in interagency receipts, to $100,000 in, and that I believe should be designated general funds. That is, rather than undesignated general funds. This is for the underage drinking enforcement program. This program was historically funded by a federal grant to the Department of Health and Social Services, and the Health and Social Services then provided those funds to our agency, to the ABC board, and it is to do the compliance checks for underage drinking. They check approximately 800 retailers per year. There's an 87% compliance rate. This federal grant will be terminating or terminated on December 31st, 2012. In order to continue this program, the ABC is requesting to use $100,000 more of their designated general fund.
Question?
Yeah, Joanne, so what we did last year would have been, if we didn't do it, what we did last year, it would have been in public safety, correct?
That is correct, Senator. Okay. The next is the Commissioner's Office and Administrative Services, an increase in authorization, and it's basically to meet vacancy factor guidelines. We have a few things occurring in those in that executive results delivery unit, I guess, in the budget language. In the Commissioner's Office, we have a Deputy Commissioner position. And in admin services, we have had two human resource positions transferred to our agency. In addition, we have a large number of step increases occurring, which affect our vacancy factor. And this provides adequate authorization to accommodate vacancy factor in both the commissioner's office and in admin services.
So this is a new deputy commissioner position?
Yes, Senator Meyer, this is a new deputy commissioner position. Historically, the department has had two deputy commissioners, and when the agencies merged, the community regional affairs and the Department of Commerce merged, the two deputy commissioners were retained. We did, a couple of years ago, reclass a deputy commissioner position to a special assistant, and at this point in time, based on the expansion in our efforts in the department and the need for policy positions, we have felt that we should have the deputy commissioner position. And I'd like to let the deputy or the commissioner speak to this.
Sure, thank you, Chairman Meyer. Certainly, our department has been growing. In terms of the move, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board was one element of it, but that's not it alone. Some of our organizations, including our economic development activities, ADA, AEA, the Tourism Marketing Program implementation, there's been a number of ways that our department has grown in the 2.5 years that I've served as commissioner. Last year, we did fill the deputy commissioner position in June, so it was at the end of last fiscal year. And I believe that in order for us to meet our statutory responsibilities, in order for us to achieve our mission, as well as serve on the many, many boards and subcabinets that we're required to as a result of statute or as a result of administrative orders, the position is much needed. And again, as Joellen pointed out, there had been two deputy commissioners previously, and I feel that to do our job well, this position is needed as we go forward.
Okay, I just thought you guys were doing your job well.
We're doing our job better now.
Okay.
The next item is the Economic Development Tourism Marketing Program for $16 million general fund and $2.7 million in statutory designated program receipts. This will continue the tourism marketing program within the Department of Commerce. The next item is Department of Administration increase for core services. This is a statewide item for $169,000, and this is core services provided by Department of Administration and relates to risk management, personnel, information technology, public building, and working reserve account. The next item is the Alaska Energy Authority power cost equalization. There's an increment for $2.1 million in UGF, and this is to fully fund the PCE program. The PCE program is estimated this year to cost about $40.4 million. The key assumptions on that is that there's an increase in the base rate or floor from 13.42 cents a kilowatt hour to 14 cents per kilowatt hour. This is about a $2 million and $2.1 million increase over last year's program. It is noteworthy that there is also a reduction of general fund about $8 million, and the power cost equalization endowment fund is able to pay more of this component. The next item is the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, and this was a language item. But basically, the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is asking for about $4.6 million increase this year, and that increase is a result of the legislative intent language, the formula that's put forth in the legislative intent allowed for $4.6 million more to be added to ASME's. Authorization. ASME's program this year was about 21.5, I believe, 22. Planning on expending all of that, this would increase that program. The next item is community and regional affairs. The Rural Utility Business Advisor Program, where we call this program RUBA. This has been a federally funded program with a general fund match. It's been around for about 23 or 24 years. The federal grant is being reduced 30% on this program. The federal government has let us know for 3 or 4 years that this would be happening. In this particular transaction, we're reducing our federal receipt authority by $582,000. And we are asking for a fund change from UGF from general fund match to pure general fund. We'd like to keep the general fund math portion so that we can continue some of the services that we've previously leveraged with the federal funds. We will be incurring reduced services as a result of the $582,000 reduction. Those services that will be reduced will be focused primarily on sanitation utilities, as that is specific to the federal program money. We'll be providing fewer trainings and fewer direct assistance on utilities. However, we would like to continue the management capacity training that we've been able to do by leveraging those funds. The next item is the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. This is to maintain the level of services the ABC board received under Department of Public Safety. This includes a $62,000 request related to legal services that are provided by the Department of Law. Within the Department of Public Safety, the ABC board did not have to pay its fair share of those legal costs. And that was primarily due to the fact that the Public Safety Administrative Services and Commissioner's Office are general funded, and they were able to allocate their legal costs based on positions within their organization versus based on level of effort. When ABC board transferred to Commerce, the way our department operates is that your costs are based on the level of effort of work, whether that be Department of Law or it be the work that Admin Services or the Commissioner's Office does for your agency. We communicated with the Department of Law on what was the actual level of work that they were performing for ABC board. They were able to give us an hourly, a certain number of hours over the last couple of years, and we translated that into the hourly rate that would be under the reimbursable services agreement. And so that $62,000 represents that amount. Within DPS, it's worth noting that they only paid $2,300 for legal services. The other piece on this has to do with the department's cost allocation plan for how the commissioner's office and admin services are funded. And again, our agency is funded by interagency receipts, primarily funded by interagency receipts from our programs. Within the Department of Public Safety, the commissioner's office and the admin services office were general funded, and therefore the ABC board was not required to pay to those agencies for the services they received. We're requesting that part of this was discussed when the ABC board was transferred to the department. There was an amount in the fiscal note. However, on a parallel effort, the ABC board was under sunset review, and within DPS, the sunset review fiscal note did not include the extra money that would be needed for the agency if they were transferred to the Department of Commerce. In addition, we were estimating the cost last year based on little knowledge of the ABC board or how they operated. Now that they were in the department for a period of time, we were able to do an assessment of really what are the level of services they're receiving, and we were able to fully plug them into our cost allocation plan. And there was an increase that was higher than we anticipated from last year. And that's it on that one.
So, well, I guess you can't speak for the Department of Public Safety, but they should have a corresponding decrease in their budget then, correct, now that you've got this cost?
Senator Meyer, I don't believe they would have a corresponding decrease because this agency wasn't paying them that money. So they were using their existing staff because they're fully funded by general funds. They were using their existing staff to provide the services.
Right, and now they're not providing the services, so. Okay, it's not fair to ask questions about the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you. Okay, the I guess one more item I would like to note on this, that
I'm sorry, Mr.
Chair. I apologize. Just to follow up on your question. So we were told last year that there would be no increase, except for what was presented to the committee. And so you're saying that Department of Public Safety was doing, with the exception of $2,300, all the legal? They don't have attorneys, do they?
Senator Egan, through the chair, the legal work is done by the Department of Law,
right,
and they do a reimbursable services agreement with the Department of Public Safety. The Department of Public Safety allocates that legal cost out to their agencies based on the PCNs in their organizations,
okay,
versus based on how much did this agency actually use the Department of Law. I would like to note just one more item on this request for the cost allocation. When the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development converted to a cost allocation plan that is an approved allocation plan through the Office of Management and Budget, we came in for all our agencies and received increments to true them up, to allow them to get the money they needed in order to pay for their share. This agency, ABC, is new to the department, so they did not have that true-up happen, and so this transaction would true them up to our cost allocation plan, and then would be parity with other agencies. The next item is corporations, business professional licensing. I believe this is a comment. It is not really a budget increment. However, I will note that Part of this is requesting a, there's intent for a report from the department that includes information for each licensing board on revenues, expenditures, number of licenses, how much surplus and deficit each board has, and a statistical analysis on the revenues and expenditures per license. We have been working on that report, and we're hoping that that will be to you shortly. The next item is the Economic Development Film Production Promotion Program. This request is for two positions to maintain the film production or the film promotion program. When SB 23 became combined with another bill last year at the end of the session, there were a lot of really last-minute meetings and a lot of discussion around combining that. The tax incentive portion of the film program was transferred to the Department of Revenue, and the film promotion program was left in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. At the time, there was discussion of where the positions should be. There's a record in the legislative record. There was discussion on the fiscal notes. The fiscal notes were passed out. There was a lot of discussion that the department would have two positions for the film promotion program, and the Department of Revenue would have two positions for the tax incentive program. Because of the combining of those bills, a lot of emotion was going on in those meetings. They were very last minute. The committee has recommended that the bill pass and pass with the fiscal notes, but the fiscal notes did not get attached to that bill. So we're coming back in requesting that those two positions remain in the department to continue film promotion. And the commissioner would like to speak to that.
Okay. You're not creating two new positions then, per se.
We're actually we're deleting, because the bill itself requires two positions to be transferred to Department of Revenue from our department. We're deleting two positions, and we're adding the two positions back. That's a technicality required within the budget process.
So that was in the bill, that you had to have two people for this program?
Senator Meyer, would you like me to speak to it?
Sure.
The bill did move the tax credit portion. There's a pre-approval process, and then the administration of the tax credit over to revenue. But it was clear that in addition to the promotional efforts, the coordination on site, working with local businesses and communities, and helping the producers maximize Alaska business utilization. And we also have a responsibility. We're working with Department of Labor and training institutions on a workforce development component. So it was clear in the legislative intent, and as the fiscal notes left House Finance, that two would be retained by the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. The funding remained in our department. So this is the two positions that were transferred out and put back. So we have the funding for it. Revenue has the positions, and they're speaking to the funding needs.
Do we know how many movies have been made, or how many people have taken advantage of this program?
I'd be happy to follow up with this, because we keep a record by year that the program has been in place of the approved tax credits as well as the productions. Our information is organized more in terms of dollars of the tax credits, but we can provide that because we maintain it. There's a cap. And from that, we can provide a little additional information.
Great.
Senator Meyer, I think we may be able to speak to this. I have this, if you'd like to speak to it, Commissioner.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Joelle. And we've had the initial year, program year, Senator Meyer, was FY 2009. We had just in terms of productions that qualified, just five. And as we go into subsequent years, there were 18, 30, 38, and 16 for a total of 107 productions that have qualified. Not all of those productions have been executed, and we've had tax credits that have been approved for 55 of those 107. And so, again, I've got some additional amount in terms of dollars, but we track it in this manner because there was a cap initially in the legislation, and then as it was renewed last year, on the dollar amount that goes into the program. So that's how we organize our information.
Okay. And just so I'm clear here, so you transferred the film tax credit program was transferred to the Department of Revenue, but you did not transfer the funding of those positions, right? And now you're getting the two positions back, but you're asking for more money, or am I mixed up?
And thank you, Senator Meyer. The funding remained within the department because of the wording of the bill. The positions transferred over to Department of Revenue. So from a budget standpoint, it's the two positions that were transferred out. We're not asking for any additional funding.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Is that something that we need to fix?
From Senator Egan through the chair, with the funding intact, retention of the two positions will allow us to continue to do the work that was intended, which again includes the promotion. There's a lot of coordination efforts, and again, there's an increased desire to see Alaska higher emphasis. So those are the three areas. But again, with the funding that we have, we'll need the two positions to be able to execute that.
I'm just talking about, do we move them back to your department?
And Senator Egan, through the chair, Department of Revenue clearly needs to have the staff positions in order to do the pre-approval process. And part of, because this was discussed in a subcommittee as well as in Finance Committee last year on the House side, as we've referenced, there's a lot of information on the record about the intent through the bill. Part of what we had emphasized through that process is that the two positions that we've had are pretty consumed with the pre-approval, the tax credit, and any dispute process. And so we've had to kind of supplement through the director, the commissioner's office, and other development staff. And so for us to give the attention that's warranted on the marketing, the coordination, and the workforce development, we'll need the position. So it's an unusual split, but it's as noted in legislative finances analysis here, it's reflective of how the bill was written.
Thanks, Commissioner. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
If you hadn't written that bill so confusing, Senator.
Blame those two. Sorry.
Yeah.
The next item, number 12, relates the effects of climate change carry forward. I'm not sure why this is in here other than that Ledge Finance asks the question of whether this will be carried forward again. This was not in the governor's budget to be carried forward. We will be completing the project this year. And noting that there's no organizational changes requested, and then that moves into the capital requests, which we discussed this morning.
Senator Egan, do you have any questions on the capital items? Because
we
did go over those this morning. I guess the only question I have is it does seem like ADA and AEA are becoming very similar type organizations. And is there any, do you think there'd be any merits to consolidating the two? I mean, you got one working on the Susitna Wantana Dam and the other one's working on LNG. They're both kind of working on power type projects.
Senator Meyer, both organizations have grown considerably through the powers granted through the legislative process the last couple of years. In addition, as you mentioned, in AEA, we have Susitna Wantana and quite an array of other projects. ADA's programs have grown. You know, we can own or partially own development projects. We have new tools such as the New Market Tax Credits and the SETS program, which was established last year for sustainable energy transmission and supply. So there are times, as you mentioned, that bonding authority and others, where they may be working on a project together. The Interior Energy Senate Bill 23, House Bill 74 is certainly an example where the policy side as well as the financing side are working together. Technically, while there's an executive director for each organization, they are all technically ADA employees co-located in a single location, and one board serves both of them. So it's a, organizationally, there are some employees that are dedicated to certain projects, such as the Renewable Energy Fund or the Power Project Fund, the SETS program, and then there's other shared services. So it's kind of a Siamese twin organization, to, for lack of a better analogy. But I want to underscore the point that both entities are really active and have really grown in the services that they provide throughout the state.
Okay. Thank you.
Work on my analogy. No.
Okay, are we done? Well, what about positions? I know I was going to ask why we're going up so many headcount here. Is that the next part of your presentation, or am I jumping the gun?
I can speak to that. Senator Meyer, we are requesting two PCNs related to Susitna-Montana project, and those would budgetarily be located in ADA, but they actually are working for AEA on the Susitna-Montana. Another position we're requesting is for an assistant controller for ADA, and that is to work on project and infrastructure development. As ADA is taking on a large number of new infrastructure projects and development projects. The other position we are requesting is one for the bulk fuel accounting technician. This is a fiscal note position that was related to the transfer of the, or the consolidation of the bulk fuel program that existed in DCRA and existed in AEA. It is now consolidated into one program under the Community and Regional Affairs Division. This bulk fuel technician is actually in the economic development financing section because the economic development financing section is the section in our department that services loans. We are also deleting two positions in the remote utility business advisor with the reduction of the $582,000 in federal funds. We will be deleting a position located in Bethel and one in Kotzebue. And I believe that's our net change for the for from 2013 to 2014.
Okay, so but you added 11 positions in fiscal year 13. Two more for next fiscal year 14. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, I believe you are reading that correctly.
And if I may, Senator Meyer, many of the positions in FY 13 were related to Susitna-Watana.
Okay. Senator Egan, do you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. I'm just confused. So we added 95, if I'm reading this right, we added 95 positions last year. I'm talking statewide. And then we're adding an additional 203 this fiscal year.
And through the chair, Senator Egan, I think you're reading the table correctly on the statewide and our abilities to speak to the second line.
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand you can't speak for all departments, but I'm just curious.
Well, most of that's in corrections, so. Which again,
and that has, I'm assuming that's Goose Creek?
Yeah. Again, I don't think they can speak for corrections either, just like.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I think that's the new prison.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
I have a, can you refresh my memory here on the, it's been a while, on the tourism funding. So we're appropriating $16 million and the tourism industry themselves match 2.7. Is that the current makeup? Okay.
Senator Meyer, would you like me to speak a little bit to the funding?
Yeah.
And the, okay. I know that one of the documents that was provided is a funding history, but I think it helps. It's a little Excel spreadsheet with a yellow bar.
Yeah, I don't think I have that. That's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And there's been, through the course of state government, a lot of different ways that tourism marketing has been implemented. And so I want to just cast back to more near history. We've had currently under in Alaska statutes, we have something that was established about a little over 12 years ago, statutory language that allows the tourism marketing and program to be implemented through a qualified trade organization. When that was established, there was two things. One, very little funding coming from the visitor industry into state coffers. Two, a desire to see the industry match go up from what was established initially at 30% up to a 50-50 match for the program. In 2006, the Citizen Ballot Initiative passed, which created approximately $70 million in new taxes and fees. It included the commercial passenger vessel excise tax, or commonly known as a head tax, corporate income tax, gambling tax. Anyway, there was a suite of new taxes and fees and, of course, new regulations. At that time, as it relates to this, there was a reprieve, and the match percentages went back to 30-70 for a three-year period. That 50-50 match was to be resumed in July of 2010. So, again, we established the Qualified Trade Organization. We had a ballot initiative. We also had, as a result of significant economic decline, the ballot initiative and other factors, lawsuits, we had a precipitous decline in visitation. So kind of rolling forward to 2009, 2010, we had a two-year decline of about 265,000 visitors. A little over half of that was cruise, but we also saw a significant loss in independent air visitation. We estimated about a loss of 5,000 Alaska jobs. In our economic impact study that was published in 2010, we pointed out that there was more than $200 million to state and municipal coffers, with more than $138 million at that time coming in through an array of taxes and fees to the state. Again, that includes things like the vehicle rental tax, which had been established earlier in the decade, the commercial passenger vessel tax, the gambling tax, corporate income tax. These things together resulted in the legislature putting for FY11 $16 million in the tourism marketing budget. And bringing back to this chart, you can see it came from several sources. There was $9 million in operating funds, as well as funds from the inserted by the House and the Senate, for a total of $16 million. The next session, there continued to be significant discussion about the tourism industry. We are turning the corner, but even then we were in the midst of this precipitous decline that I was just describing. We ended the regular session in 2011 with no funding for tourism marketing going into FY12. In the special session, an action was taken where $12 million was put into the capital budget with the condition that the Department of Commerce implement the program. So this has certainly warranted much discussion in the last couple of years. Last year, the governor put $16 million into the operating budget. It's in the, and that is for FY13, where we're presently at $16 million with, as you pointed out, the $2.7 million match. We are now in our second year from the department implementing the tourism marketing program. We've continued through the Alaska Travel Industry Association Marketing Committee, collaborating with communities and businesses. We also have a lot of other informal engagement, but formally we work with the ATI Marketing Committee, really tried to provide continuity from an implementation standpoint. We also, through other work that we do in the department, through the Alaska Visitor Statistics Program, have been monitoring our recovery, and we also, we're just about to produce an updated economic impact analysis using that AVSP data. We've reviewed the draft, we'll be finalizing it, I'm anticipating in the coming days. And again, even with some reductions in tax levels, we are clearly still over $100 million in taxes and fees to the state coffers. So that provides a little bit of context for some of these changes when you look at the funding levels.
Okay. OK, Okay. Yeah, my concern's just always been it seems like the state pays for the bulk of the program, and we do, whereas the businesses themselves benefit greatly by the tourists coming up, but obviously we, the state, benefit greatly, as you mentioned, and certainly the local communities. So I don't know. I liked it better when it's a 50-50 match, but that's hard to get to. Okay. So, Senator Egan, did you have anything else, sir?
Well, yeah, to follow up on your question, Mr. Chair, so it's $16 million, your request, and then the 2.7 is the match to come up to 18.7.
Senator Egan, through the chair, you're correct. It gives us the authority to collect and expend the $2.7 million that's generated through the industry for a program that's $18.7 million.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, if I can continue.
Sure.
Going back to ASME, the item number 7 on your list, so how much does the seafood industry contribute?
Through the chair, Senator Egan, the funding mechanism for ASME's funding, there's a specific tax that's collected, and as Joellen was walking through the budget discussion earlier, the legislative intent language was clear to be sure that the Department of Commerce had the authority to match on a one-to-one basis the taxes and fees. We also have looked more globally in a similar way that I was just describing. You know, well, what is the tax and fee history since we've seen changes in tourism funding levels, and we've seen changes in the taxation level. Again, we don't have exact apples to apples comparison, but again, broadly, the seafood industry, which is our number one private sector employer, contributes about $100 million in taxes and fees. The visitor industry, our second largest private sector employer, is about $100 million. So again, statutorily, there's language through ASME that is very specific about funding the tourism marketing program. So but on a broader view, as I was just describing, they're kind of fellow travelers in some ways at about $100 million.
Thank you. That's it.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else. I have a note here that last year during the operating budget process, there was some intent language regarding accounting for the licensing board fees. I don't know. Is that something still forthcoming?
Yes, Senator Meyer, yes, I did. That was in this packet here. I did speak to the intent language that is related to for each licensing board to have information on their revenues, their expenditures, their number of licenses, their surplus and deficit, and a statistical analysis of the cost per license. And that report is being worked on, and we hope to have it to you very shortly.
Okay. I think that's everything I had. So where do we go from here? Weston, where do we go from here? For you who don't know Weston, he helped Senator Stedman last year, unfortunately he's helping me this year. I think that's all I had. Do we know when our next meeting is going to be? Okay. All right. I think that concludes today then, and then we'll get with you and you, Senator Egan, and Senator Hoffman, and Senator McGuire, I guess, for all sorts. And we'll figure out our next meeting. Thank you for your time
much.
Today, though.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. It goes a lot quicker.
Those are really nice.
And so that's, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just don't want you.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Now the wording seems really clear in that column. I just read it in.
Yeah.
One year versus the next.
McKay did a lot of work to make sure I knew how to answer that, so it's like, go ahead, you took care of that just fine.
Here, I think I got it. I can probably tell you how we came up with that.
No.
No, there was, well, there was some, there was money added, but.
You're broadcasting.
Oh, sorry. No, it was in our change records. Not just specific to their memberships. Well, there's a day last the meeting.
Yeah,
New York.
I didn't think you paid.
People pay. So if I'm all on you, so you're not attending the usual fee, you're going to like a conference.
Like I go to the Chinese Seafood Expo every year, to 40.
Yes.
Something like that.
But that's really, you know, that's fine. I don't know if people are artists or organizers.
Well, we.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to find out exactly who gets charged to it, but I think that attendees who come from many places, I think, pay.
Is that an event at some venue for a day?
It's an event, yes. The Alaska Media Roadshow has been held in Seattle. Then there's a New York Media Roadshow.
Specific events on different days or whatever that is.
I have work to do.
I'm not here. Well, that's,
oh,
that's Jill's,
my goodness.
That's Jill's grandbaby.
Oh, isn't
she's four
that
days old.
Just beautiful.
So is that your great grandbaby?
No.
What's her name? Lyra Elizabeth?
Lyra Elizabeth, yes.
Oh, nice.
A little chunky, but
yeah,
she'll
know. That's
the where is she living
Jill
now?
Jill produced her. That's
Oakland.
Jill's
Oakland.
Grandbaby. In the box.
Yeah, beautiful.
She housing it.
Go ahead, Bob.
So the state is
so,
yeah.
And then they charge anybody who walks through the door, right? Not just the last one.
Right, and the best, again, the best person to talk to would be Laureen, the director of DED.
Is she going to tell me I'm new here? I didn't know.
Robbie Graham would be the assistant commissioner. He's been doing a lot of for the last year.
Okay, so you don't know what the charge arrangement on these things?
I don't know the exact charge. I do have some files that show how much we're collecting on each, you know, historically on each event. The other person to speak with is the tourism manager, which is Kathy Dunn. Robbie is an assistant commissioner. Yes, Kathy Dunn is within the Division of Economic Development.